Yes, we've had some great. I've heard everybody say some great things about the bonfire. Y'all had a good time together. Praise the Lord for that. And thankfully, it wasn't as windy as it is this morning, because you probably would have had to cancel that. The fire gets a little dangerous when it's blowing like that. But we are going to be in the book of Philippians again, chapter 3 this morning. We're going to cover verses 1 through 11, looking at how we can surrender all, and we need to surrender all, to Christ Jesus. Amen? It's all about Him and what He's did for us, and we need to take it in and then spread it out. Go and let others hear and tell others what we know and find in the Word, what Christ has given us. Learn a little, give a little. Learn a little, give it on. Don't keep it in here. I know it's good to have it, but we want everybody else to have it too and have that joy. So let's turn with me to Philippians chapter 3, please. Reading from New King James this morning, we're going to pray first. Our kind and most gracious Heavenly Father, we love You so much. We thank You so much for loving us, the love that Ron spoke of, the love that we need to have for God Almighty. They love the Lord our God with all our soul, with all our heart, with all our might, with all our strength, with all our mind. And to love our neighbors as ourselves. And He even tells us to love our enemies. So we need to have that love for others, and especially, only way we can do that is to love You first, put You first in all we do and say. Lord, we ask that You would touch each and every heart here today with the Scriptures. Help us to have it in our hearts and minds. And when we bump into others, Your Word would spill out. The love of Jesus. Yes. Touch each and every heart here with it today. In Jesus' name we pray, and everybody said, Amen. Amen. Philippians chapter 3, reading verses 1 through 11. Finally, my brethren, brothers and sisters is what that is, rejoice in the Lord. For me to write the same things to you is not tedious, but for you it is safe. Verse 2, beware. Beware of dogs. Beware of evil workers. Beware of mutilation. For we are the circumcision who worship God in spirit. Rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. Remember, the old has passed away and the new, you have the new. Though I also might have confidence in the flesh, this is Paul writing, of course, if anyone else thinks he may have confidence in the flesh, I more so. Circumcised on the eighth day of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews, concerning the law, a Pharisee, concerning zeal, persecuting the church. This is where Paul was. So if you look at Paul in the Scriptures and see where he was and think he still can't use you, he can use anybody. Amen. Look where Paul was. He was a persecutor of the church before Jesus met him in the book of Acts, chapter 9. And he did an about-face, complete change, because Jesus Christ changed him. But what things were gained to me, these I have counted loss for Christ. Yet indeed I also count all things loss for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish, that I may gain Christ. Amen. And be found in Him, not having my own righteousness, which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith, that I may know Him and the power of His resurrection. Yes. And the fellowship of His sufferings, being conformed to His death, if by any means I may attain to the resurrection from the dead. Died to the old and risen anew. Amen. Surrender all for Christ. As a believer, Paul put no confidence in the flesh. And that's what we need to do. As men and women of Christ, we need to give our all for Christ, and others need to see Jesus living in and through us in the things we do each day, in the things we say each day. We need to love our Lord, love our Savior, for He is our all in all. Put your confidence in Christ and no other. Give your all for Him. So how can we do this? We must desire God's righteousness, His rule on this earth, and recognize it and point others to seeing it, seeing His word, finding out in His word what He did for us and pass it on. Seek ways to do this, His will, not yours. Let go of the me mentality. There's no room for selfishness in the Christian life. Amen? Amen. Not what His will or our will is, but what His will is. His will be done. He told us to pray that. His will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Pray He will use you and all His church. Who is all His church? His people, His body, the local body of Christ. There's various bodies of Christ, right? And we are the bride of Christ. When He comes back to returns to take us home. Things happen when we pray. So surrender to Him in prayer. Surrender all to Him. Be still and know that He is God. And He is the Lord Jesus Christ who died on the cross for you and for me. And ask Him to revive us. Revive you and revive His church. Surrender all as we say, everything that we say and do, we need to surrender to Him. And we need to think before we act. For He gave His life for you on the cross, for you and for me. But He did not stay in that grave. He rose on the third day. Amen? Yes. And He lives. He lives. Christ Jesus lives today. Praise the Lord for this. Blessed are those who believe. Thank you, Jesus. Shout it out. Thank you, Jesus. Rejoice in Him. Rejoice, brethren. Rejoice in the Lord, He says. And again I say rejoice. Psalm 33:1 says also, rejoice in the Lord. Look for the ways that you can give thanks and count your blessings and rejoice in the Lord. If you're busy rejoicing in the Lord and counting your blessings, you're less likely to be busy complaining. Amen? Just as our brother in Christ Paul did, which we see in chapter 1, verse 3, may we pray with joy because of our partnership in the gospel together with fellow believers in Jesus Christ. Rejoice. Our joy comes from knowing Jesus Christ and learning His word and knowing that He has saved us and He will save others. Be joyful and give thanks unto the Lord for all that He has done and does for you every moment of every day. Amen. Amen. He is with you always. He said that He will be with you till the end of the age. And He will go and prepare hearts before you even get there to witness to people. Ask Him to do that. We serve by the Spirit of God, so let's worship Him in spirit and in truth like He tells us to do. And Psalm 96:11 says, let the heavens rejoice. Let the earth rejoice. Let us all rejoice in the Lord. Brothers and sisters, press on rejoicing in the Lord. Rejoice as you worship God each day, not just here in the church building, but worship Him wherever you are. Others should see Jesus in and through the things that we do each day. He wants us to come to Him, spend time with Him in prayer, and praise Him, and get in His holy word daily. Lay everything down with Him. Don't carry the baggage around like a book bag full of rocks. It'll wear you down. You got to lay it down at Jesus' feet. He wants it to. And thank God we can. We don't need to be carrying them burdens around. We must be studied up and prayed up. Be in the Word daily. Have the scriptures in your hearts and in your minds so you can recall them when you come into different circumstances in your life like Jesus did. Jesus used scripture to go to battle with the Lord. I mean, with the devil. He used scripture, right? What did he say? Man does not live on bread alone, but every word that comes from the mouth of God. And we have it right here. We need to get in it. Don't take it home and lay it on the shelf. It's not going to jump out of there. Open it up. Crack it open. Open it on your table and discuss it with your family. Get the Bibles down off the shelf. Don't let them collect dust. Do not put your confidence in nothing else in this world and the things of this world, but put your confidence in the things of God, the things of Christ, the eternal things, His kingdom and His righteousness. It's called moths and rust. We'll tear this old things in this old world up, he tells us. Once Paul was converted, he put his confidence in Christ, and we need to do the same. He gave his all to Christ. I hope and pray that you do this, and I do this every day. Give it to him, whatever it is. Pray for your brothers and sisters in Christ. Pray for your neighbors. Pray for the, and it's not just your next door neighbor. Your neighbor can be anyone. You know, what about the Good Samaritan story? What did he do? Oh, good night. He did. He went above and beyond for that person that was hurt on the road. When two others that were supposed to be religious people walked on by. You know, the Good Samaritan story is a powerful story that Jesus gave us. Amen. Yes, that's how we show love. Is the love of God overflowing from you in your daily life that others can see a difference in you and hopefully want what they see? Is the fruit of the Spirit spilling out when you bump others? The fruit of the Spirit that is in Galatians 5, 22 and 23. You can look that up on your own. Is that love shining through you? The kindness, the love, the patience. Surrender to Him and rejoice as He lives in and through you. And do it by caring for others, showing His love in the things that we do. Find out what it is that you can do to help your brother and sister in Christ and help others. And do it in Jesus' name. Amen. Don't allow this world to steal your joy. Old Satan wants to steal your joy. We have the greatest joy that we could ever have in Christ Jesus, just in knowing that we were saved from hell and have the promise of everlasting life in heaven with Him. And it starts when you receive Him and you are born again, okay, born from above, regenerated. All those mean the same thing. You've heard different times. You've heard people probably say all three of those. It means the same thing. All right? And when that happens, He comes to live in you. You are the temple of the Holy Spirit, He tells us. So rejoice in the Lord for that. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 3 we read, "For we are the circumcision who worship God in the Spirit. So rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the old flesh. The old has washed away, and you are risen anew in Christ. Boast, if you're going to boast, boast in Christ Jesus and what He's done for you. Take pride in Him as your highest treasurer ever. He is your all in all. Surrender to Him. Be led by the Holy Spirit." Paul defines the true circumcision as a matter of the heart, not the flesh. He reveals three aspects of circumcision by worshiping God in the Spirit, rejoicing in Christ, placing no confidence in any human honor or accomplishment as a means or a way to God. He says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me." Now, when he's talking about have no confidence in anything but Christ and the things of God, in 4 through 9, "Though I also might have confidence in the flesh, if anyone else thinks that he may have confidence in the flesh, I more so. circumcised the eighth day of the stock of Israel and the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews, concerning the law, a Pharisee, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, concerning the righteousness which is in the law and blameless. Paul's explaining to you what he could do. But what things were gained to me, these I have counted lost for Christ. For Christ. That's what we got to do. Yet indeed, I also can't count all things lost for the excellence and knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them as rubbish, that I may gain Christ. Amen. And he found in him, and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith. Amen. Amen and amen. Now, when he's talking about up here, beware of dogs, beware of the evil workers, and beware of mutilation, I'm going to give you one example of the word. Like I just said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father but through me. If somebody changed to one word in that and said a way, it completely changes it. Because then they're saying there's other ways. You got to know it, okay? And know what it says, okay? Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths and make your path straight, some say. He is eternal, and your fellow believers are his church, and that is eternal. Amen? Because that's his promise. That's what he says. Yes, we're told in Isaiah 48, the grass withers and the flower fades, but the word of God, our God, stands forever. That's the one true God. The word, he says, stands forever. And another place in Hebrews 4:12, it says, the word of God is living and powerful and is sharper than a two-edged sword. And it's piercing to the soul and the spirit. Amen? Yes. Folks, let's get focused on the eternal things of God. Amen? We don't want to be pulled off tracks, because if you get pulled off the track, it'll be just like a train that got pulled off a track. It's a wreck. It's a destruction. Don't let Satan get a foothold in the door, because you belong to King Jesus. Amen. You're a child of God now. Remember that. We are his children. Point folks to Christ, the Word of God, the Holy Bible, and teach your children and your grandchildren and all generations, your nieces and your nephews and anybody that you can, the Word of God. And pray that they will receive it and accept Jesus as Lord and Savior. Yes. Teach them these things. Invite others to church. When's the last time you took a moment to invite someone to church? Christmas and Thanksgiving is coming up. People are open to receiving an invitation and the love of during this time. And there are a lot that are in need that need that love. We are not just here for one or two people. We are here for everyone is welcome. And this is a good time of year to reach out to others. Send them a card with the scripture written in it, or a card that already has it written in there, and maybe a little handwritten note. A lot of people don't do that nowadays. Even if you don't, use that communication device for good things. Send different invitations to different people. Send loving scriptures. Tell people that all are welcome to come. Amen? Amen. Jesus wants everyone to come. He came to save all people. Yes? Amen. And this is a good time of year to do it. They need to hear the word. Everyone needs to hear the word. Everyone needs to know of his love, his word, and his forgiveness. only through Jesus Christ. The good news is the gospel. And they need to know that everlasting life comes through Jesus Christ and no other. Keep us near you, Lord. Keep us near the cross. Help us to never lose sight of the cross and where you brought us from. Don't go back there, but never lose sight of where he brought you from and saved you. The word, as it is read and studied, will point others and us to correct direction. And it will help us in our thoughts, in our attitudes, and in our actions each day. And if you feel like you've got having an attitude problem, maybe you need just be still and know that he is God. Lift it up to him. Lay it down at his feet. Take it to him right then, whenever you're going through different things. I hope and pray many come to Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior while they still can. And he has entrusted us to carry it out there. Take it out. And Matthew 6:33 says, "But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you." Amen. Are you putting him first? That's what we need to ask. Trust him. Our first thought should be to turn to God first, take all things to him first, and we need to give it to him daily. Give him our lives, our all in all. Surrender to him. Obey him. Trust him. Fill your thoughts with his desires. Look in here and find out what Jesus did so you will know what he would do. You're not going to know what he would do if you don't look to see what he did do while he was here and points you to as he walked this earth. The word became flesh and dwelt among us. That's Jesus Christ. Paul gave up everything in order to know Christ and his resurrection. Gain him and be found in him. Know Jesus and know him personally. Know Christ and the power of the resurrection. He said in Acts, you'll receive power when the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Okay? When you receive the Holy Spirit, you will receive power. You receive power. His power. Nothing's too big for him. Verses 10 and 11. That I may know him and the power of the resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death, not to this world, but to Christ, if by any means I may attain to the resurrection from the dead. Paul rejected his own righteousness to accept the relationship with Jesus Christ for the righteousness of Christ. An intimate relationship he has with Jesus, and that's what we need to have, an intimate relationship with him, and an intimate knowledge of Christ, and that he is Lord and Savior, and that he will show us how to live our lives. He says in James 4:8, draw near to the Lord, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, sinners, and purify your hearts by accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, getting in the Holy Word each and every day, that he can change you and mold you and make you after his will. You'll be transformed instead of conformed to this old world, right? We've got too much mess going around. We need to stay close to the Lord and draw near to him, that he will draw near to us. Real close fellowship with him in prayer and in the word. And it just brings comfort and peace to know that we can go to him anywhere, anytime, wherever you are. You don't have to, even while you're driving down the road, I've said it before, you don't have to bow your head every time you're praying and close your eyes. You lift it up in prayer wherever you are, whatever's going on. Take it to him right then. Shoot up those little prayers. Be still and know that he is God. Give your all to Christ. He gave his all for you. Amen. Surrender all to Christ. Paul speaks of an ongoing power of Christ's resurrection. When he says power in the resurrection, he says that he is basically saying that we have victory in Christ Jesus. now and life everlasting. Yes, and in 1 Corinthians 15:4 says, death has been swallowed up in victory. Yes, amen. We don't have to worry about that no more. Rejoice as he lives in and through you. We must stay close to him constantly in prayer and in the word. Set aside time to study the word each day. Set aside time to study the word each day. Worship the Lord God Almighty. Seek the intimate relationship that Paul is speaking of here. Study and pray together. If you can't be together, maybe you get on that phone you got and pray together. Amen? Yes, I know people that spend an hour or more on a phone just studying the word and praying. You know? It's powerful. I hope you got a friend that you can reach out to if you need to do that, or even do it daily. And then you can say with others, he stilled the troubled waters again. Folks, he can put out that old fire. He proved it many times. He can put that fire out. He can help me through. He can help you through. He can do it so we don't even get burned, not even scorched, folks. He said in the scriptures that he did it for Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego, and it's the same Jesus and the same God that we serve that he served. They come out of that fire. Not only were they not burned up, not burned, scorched, they didn't even smell of smoke. Y'all around that fire last night? You didn't even have to get real close to it. I bet every one of you smelled a little when you left and went home. It's just powerful to me. Yes. Give Jesus praise, honor, and glory as he does this. Because he lives, we can live also. That song says, because he lives, I can face tomorrow. How about you? Amen. Yes. Paul desired to be with the Christians who, through victory in Christ, will receive special rewards, spoke of in Hebrews 11, 34 and 35, knowing that you have a better and an enduring possession for yourselves in heaven. Therefore, do not cast away your confidence, which has great rewards while you're here. Don't cast away your confidence in him. Keep your confidence in him. Verse 36 says, For you have need of endurance, so that after you have done the will of God, you may receive the promise, that everlasting promise that he's talking about. Glorification in heaven. Amen? Remember, keep your confidence in him, your faith in him, the faith in Christ I'm talking about. For a little while longer, he will tarry, but he will return. He's coming back for you and for me, for his church. So continue to live your faith and keep spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ, that others will come to know him also. You can't change them. You can't save them. But you can point them to it. Amen. And the Holy Spirit can move and change lives, and it's still doing it today. So give your all to Christ and keep spreading the word. Surrender all to him that others may see Jesus in and through the things that you do each and every day and the things that you say. May his love be seen. If you're here today and you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you feel led to come and pray. If the Holy Spirit's moving you to come forward, whatever's on your heart, you can come. Profess Jesus as Lord and Savior. Rededicate your life because you've slipped away.